Greetings and salutations. You've just joined Neville Mind Tricks, better than the best. You know? Today, we're going to talk about lesser known states. Lesser known states. If you're listening to this podcast, it could be anywhere in your Neville journey. You could have just started 15 seconds ago. You could have been studying Neville off and on for the last 20 plus years or anywhere in between. Welcome. So you know that Neville talks about states and the different states that an individual can occupy. Quick backstory on what reminded me of lesser known states. Last weekend went down to see my mom. My mom lives down in Tucson. Tucson is the city with the good university in Arizona. So on the way there and on the way back, saw a lot of out of state plates. They mentioned, or I saw this written somewhere, that Maricopa County, which is where I live, which is basically the Phoenix, Arizona area, that 120,000 new people have moved in over the last 2 years. Hey, neither here nor there. Everyone can have their opinion. But so I saw all these cars, different states. Tucson looked a little bit overpopulated too, from what I remember. I heard somewhere that since 1998, that the U.S. population has gone up by 50 million people. 50 million people, which would explain a lot of things and could explain nothing. And then people are talking about being scared of a slow grow population. But it's not neither here nor there. And I saw close to the house here, a car with a Rhode Island license plate. Does anyone know where Rhode Island is? For risk of sounding wrong, which I'm quite all right if I am, I want to say Rhode Island is north of New York State, a little bit east of Connecticut, and south of Massachusetts. Capital is Providence, Rhode Island. Great state, been there before, drove through it. It took all of like 4 minutes. Small state. Not as big as Arizona, maybe not as big as a state you live in, unless you live in Rhode Island, in which case, congratulations, you won the Constellation Prize, whatever that might be. So here's a state that I have never heard Neville talk about, but I think the reason is he never really had to. And we've all probably heard at some time, and if you haven't heard, this would probably be the first time that you heard, some variation of we become who we spend our time with. So the person, the people, I think I've heard up to five people, the five people that you spend the most time with is pretty much going to be who you end up being down life's road. Now, you may or may not believe this, but you may or may not think that other people influence you. But can you imagine if, say, you're, and it's different with relationships too, because certain friends, you could kind of keep them at arm's length, ghost them, that type of thing. I'm not recommending that you do any of these things. I'm just saying there's things you can do. I mean, there's neighbors. We've been taught from day one to love thy neighbor as thyself, but I understand that there's some neighbors out there that make that real difficult, and it's kind of hard to not run into your neighbor if they live right by you or a few houses down from you. So that's that. And then there's family. There's societal pressures to hang out with your family. I mean, can you imagine if you're related to Hunter Biden? Yep, if you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you and part ownership in a stork that delivers 70% of all newborn babies. All right, let's continue. So you have folks that you're forced to hang out with, coworkers, neighbors, family members, that may not be the best influences on you. And kind of is what it is. But then there's other people that we could either choose to be or not be friends with, choose to exit romantic relationships if you're not entangled with children or any kind of financial partnership or whatever. There's business partners. But Neville never talks about that. He never says, you become the five people you hang out with the most. So be careful who you hang out with. But he does talk about that we attract the folks that are in tune with what we are putting out there. Now, I avoided saying all the buzzwords because that usually has people just saying the buzzwords and completely blocking everything else out and using our mind to do the Neville mind tricks to make the person that we want to be around. Tell me what you think. My question was pretty much answered before I even started recording, but I'm very curious as to what the Neville sphere out there has to say. The five people that you hang out with, do they really have that big of an impact on you? And what do you think the reason is for Neville not talking about it? I think it's because he didn't have to talk about it. Because he did talk about it in just a different way. NevilleMindTricks@gmail.com or text. Kind of a quick one today. Hope you're doing something fun and enjoyable. And until we hear again, dream better than the best. You know?